Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. You're with Update for Tuesday, 17th of August, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island. A background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight, 59 new cases of COVID. That's 609 active cases on the Isle of Man, including 14 in Nobles, one of which is in ICU. 16 and 17-year-olds get jabbed from this Saturday. Good quality Queenie catchers and plenty of them. Steve Colley battles to enter Guernsey, and Keys candidate Juan Watterson tonight. All at the end of a flume-free Tuesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
And first of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. A union says using an independent courier rather than the Isle of Man post office to deliver lateral flow tests is an unbelievable misuse of taxpayers' money. The Communications Workers Union has criticised the Isle of Man government's decision to use what it calls the gig economy to transport goods. The Isle of Man post office called the move disappointing. The rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations for the island's 16 and 17-year-olds gets underway at the Chester Street Hub on Saturday. Anyone in the age group who registered for the vaccine with the Treble One hotline can turn up without booking but must bring identification. And the Isle of Man's next Lieutenant Governor will be sworn in on the 29th of September. Lieutenant General Sir John Lorimer will succeed Sir Richard Gosney to become the 31st person to hold the position and will remain in post until 2026. In the international news, the Taliban has given its first news conference since taking control of Afghanistan. The militant group says women will enjoy rights according to Islamic law, and they can work and go to school. They've also insisted they want the world to trust them. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson is hoping to arrange a meeting of world leaders at the earliest opportunity. The UK Prime Minister's already started talks as he looks to coordinate the international response to the takeover. And the UK has recorded another 170 coronavirus-related deaths, the highest daily figure since the 12th of March. Meanwhile, the medical watchdog has approved the Moderna vaccine for children aged 12 and over. Those are your headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Lewis. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Dry and cloudy on the Isle of Man. Some hill fog, moderate northwesterly breeze, and to 12 degrees through the night. There is fog on the mountain road. And for Wednesday, Ukraine, dry and cloudy first thing again. Hill fog tomorrow morning. Moderate to fresh west-northwesterly. Highest is 18 degrees. Overnight minimum 13. For Thursday, Jordan, dry with sunny spells. Variable breeze. And daytime maximum 18 degrees. High waters 26 minutes past 7 o'clock tonight. Sunset 8:45. Low water 10 to 2 a.m. Sunrise 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, high water 12 minutes past 8.
Find the latest ranges of high-tech windows, doors and conservatories at the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The number of people in hospital with COVID-19 on the Isle of Man has fallen from 16 to 14. Meanwhile, one person with the virus is receiving treatment in intensive care. Lewis, back with the detail.
Government says 59 new cases of COVID-19 have been identified on the island in the latest 24-hour period. The number of active cases here now stands at 609. That's 26 fewer than yesterday's total. Since the previous update, 493 people have been tested for coronavirus on the island, showing a positive result rate of 11.70%. So far, tomorrow, 355 people are booked in for a PCR test at the grandstand.
The rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations for the Isle of Man 16 and 17-year-old population gets underway this coming Saturday. Dave Moore.
Anyone in the age group who registered for the vaccine with the Treble One hotline can turn up without booking but must bring identification. Those who arrive having not put their name forward will have to wait and may risk missing out on the day. The vaccinations will take place at the Chester Street Hub in Douglas from 11 o'clock in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. There'll be a second session available the following Tuesday on August the 24th from 2:30 until 4. No date has been made available for when they'll receive their second jab. These island youngsters are looking forward to having their vaccination.
I'm scared that it will hurt and the side effects, but I've been wanting it, so.
I've read up on some information about the vaccine and I'm pretty sure it's safe.
All of my friends want it. I don't know anyone that doesn't want it.
I don't want to catch COVID.
However, any 17-year-olds who are within 3 months of turning 18 will have the option of an appointment shortly after having had their first dose. Additionally, anyone within the age group who's a household contact with an immunosuppressed person will be offered two jabs in line with the adult rollout. Anyone who hasn't registered with the Treble One hotline is urged to do so.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Master trials rider Steve Collis climbed over many enormous obstacles in his time, but last night in Guernsey, he almost met his match. Steve Colley was in the Channel Island to do a show, but when he turned up at the quayside in his van on the ferry from Poole, the trouble started.
They were asking for something called a travel tracker, so I've got an NHS proof of what vaccine I had and when I had it. And obviously, I'm from the Isle of Man. We're not NHS, same as Guernsey. But I had a test in the Isle of Man before I left 2 days ago. I had an email to say I was clear with that. I had my vaccination card to say that I've had the two Pfizer vaccines. Within 2 weeks of coming here, I got into Guernsey last night and they said, you've got two choices. We're not accepting what you've got. You either go into quarantine for 21 days or get back on the next freight boat, which leaves in 40 minutes. So I was pushed into the queue of the freight boat. They were having none of it. I was like, look, I'm from the Isle of Man. Isle of Man passport, vans, Isle of Man registered. I'm Isle of Man. We don't have NHS in the Isle of Man. It's different. Like you guys, the same. What don't you understand? So I got put into quarantine on the port. Barbed wire fences around me, and the boat was going, and they were pushing me onto that, but I stalled the van and sat in it. The boat left, and that gave us another night to try and sort it.
When you say us, the show organisers, you were down there to do a show, they were very keen, yeah. They were running around trying to do something here. What were they able to do?
My boat ticket alone was £1,500 to come here, so and I was just about to sail back, so they all rushed there, and they were trying to get hold of a friend of a friend of a friend, like you do in government or in public health or anything. And people came down onto the quay. People were hopping around left, right and centre because obviously they were trying like mad to keep us here for the show. And they agreed that I tested straight away and then quarantined last night. And then I tested again this morning. Both have came back clear.
But anyone else turning up will find the same problem, presumably.
I presume. I said to him, look, people phoned me last night saying there was a flight from the Isle of Man last week. They let those guys in, but apparently sometime yesterday, it changed.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:04. She's just edging into the outskirts of Douglas Bay at the moment. We'll be on the link span in the next 15 minutes, departing this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30 tonight, leaving there at 2 o'clock, back in Douglas tomorrow morning, shortly before 6 o'clock. High-speed craft Mananan left Douglas at 3:11. She's now in Liverpool in the Mersey. Arriving there, will be leaving this evening at 7:15, back in Douglas at 10 o'clock. And tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock departure for the craft Mananan is to Belfast.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The Isle of Man's Queenie fishing season is in its seventh week and catches are reported to be good. David Beard of the Manx Fish Producers Association say boats have landed about 43% of the 720-ton quota and the quality of the shellfish has been good.
The catch limit was increased at the beginning of August, so the week beginning the 2nd of August. That was increased from 3.15 tonnes to 4.55 tonnes. Which obviously helps the income for the boat. And again, the boats in that first week caught their weekly catch in 1 or 2 days. So the processors are spreading the catches out all through the week now to help with the processing because, as we discussed on previous occasions, staffing is an issue, as it is with a lot of businesses at the moment, with demand outstripping supply. And so we're trying to make best use of the processing staff by making sure landings are done throughout the week.
Now, I believe the full quota is something like 720 tonnes or so. How far down the line are we at this stage?
If you just bear with me. We are 364 tonnes we've taken at the moment.
So we're roughly halfway.
Yeah.
Now, it's a relatively small fishing fleet at the moment that's out there, with prices lower. Is there a fear that we might see the fleet dwindle further in future, as we've seen the herring fleet, if things don't improve?
I would hope that we've reached the lowest level now. Obviously, it depends on prices and market. The thing that really depends on is the quality of the product. If we can carry on landing high-quality product with a good yield and good amount of row on the queenie, then the prices will at least stay, if not slightly improve. But whether they improve to the processors and then onto the fishermen, we don't know yet. But at the moment, if we can carry on landing at the amounts with the increased sort of weekly catch limit, if we can carry on landing at that for the queenie season, then at least the boats are breaking even or slightly making money, but most of them would just be breaking even.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 19 minutes before 6. Locate Isle of Man, an agency of the Department for Enterprise, is sponsoring a networking dinner in Manchester next month. The Private Dining Club is holding 7 events across the British Isles in September. The Manchester night is on the 2nd of September. Guests will meet professionals from a variety of specialities, including private client lawyers, accountants and wealth managers from different locations who advise high net worth international individuals and families. The goal of the event is to connect advisors based in key financial global centres, and Locate Isle of Man is one of the dinner's silver sponsors. MasterCard is doing away with magnetic strips on its cards by 2033. None of its debit or credit cards will have a strip, and banks in many regions, including Europe, will be able to issue stripless cards from 2024. Britain moved to chip and pin for all card payments in 2006, but in America, some magnetic strip systems are still in use. MasterCard reckons chip and pin and new biometric cards that use fingerprints offer greater security, and claims to be the first payment network to phase out technology. The magnetic strip began life in the 1960s as an IBM project to create identity cards for CIA staff.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed mixed. US stocks fell amid a mixed batch of earnings from major retailers. Oil fell after OPEC and its allies said the market doesn't need more crude. Gold price lower. And in corporate news, BHP surged to the top of the index after agreeing to sell its petroleum business to Australia's Woodside Petroleum and posting a 42% jump in full year net profit. Travel stocks were under the cosh amid worries about the Delta variant, with Whitbread, IAG and Intercontinental Hotels all weaker. And the numbers now. The close in London, Ramsey Crookall reporting, the FTSE 100 up 0.4% at 7,181. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.2% at 15,921. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial is down 0.8% currently at 35,322. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 1% at 14,634. The S&P 500 in the Midwest down 0.75% currently at 4,446, but the day is young. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1, 37.3 cents, €1, 17.2 cents, and 20 South African rand, 43.8 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold is down 0.25% at $1,782 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil, priced lower, down almost 0.4% at $69.31.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information.
Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
How the Isle of Man votes in the forthcoming general election could be predicted using a new type of opinion poll. 24keys.com is a statistical model which bases its results by gathering the way candidates engage in areas like social media and other aspects of Manx politics. Creator Jamie Patterson.
I think we're just trying to emulate opinion polling as much as we can. My understanding is that we don't really have any kind of sophisticated opinion polling infrastructure, right? So I'm trying to create some kind of way of scoring candidates. And the scoring of candidates has changed over time, so it might be interesting from the public's perspective to see, you know, the fluctuations in candidates. And privately, it's an interest, it's a hobby. But I think opinion polling would probably be the simplest answer.
So people will be able to log on and see how prospective candidates are doing on the build-up to the general election?
Yeah. Well, they won't need to log on. They can just look at the tool results. It just gets updated every day.
You're basing that on their interaction on social media?
Currently, yeah, but there'll be historical data added as well. So, for example, if you're an incumbent MHK, that might influence the score. If you're a relative of an MHK, that might influence the score. If you've ran previously and you got a high result or you came close to winning, that'll factor into the score as well. So it's not all just social media. Currently, it's social media, but, you know, we're always looking at different angles of analysis to try to create the best kind of realistic scoring tool.
I have to ask you then, so how accurate do you think this will be?
I really hope it'll be accurate. I mean, it'd be quite embarrassing if it wasn't. Towards the end of the election, 24keys will put out predictions, and I think we'll probably get most of them right. Yeah, I think we'll do a good job with predicting them. I don't know if we'll get the exact percentages right. That might be quite difficult, but I think I'm pretty optimistic about the results of the model for most of the races, for example. So there might be some discrepancies in the model right now, just because not all candidates have been fully doing the media rounds and things like that. So if someone sees a result and it looks really inaccurate right now, that's just because some of the candidates have not been campaigning as much at the current time.
How does the prediction competition work? How do people predict the outcome of the general election results?
There'll be like an online forum where people can put in who they think is going to win. The winners could be entitled to a prize of some kind, something like that.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, good evening. Well, unfortunately, some not so great news to start you off with this evening. The forthcoming Scarborough Gold Cup motorcycles races have been cancelled. The event, which attracts many of the leading Isle of Man TT competitors, was due to take place next month. However, organisers made the decision due to health and safety concerns plus insurance issues. Talks are now due to take place to try and secure the financial future of the event, which was due to celebrate its 75th anniversary this year. On a more positive note, though, Cronkbourne Cricket Club is basking in the glory of the sport with two legends of the game this weekend. The club is hosting a weekend celebration of cricket this Saturday and Sunday, that's the 21st and 22nd of August, and is welcoming Alex Waker-Wakeley and Richard Levy to the island especially. The two giants of the short format game are two-time winners of the T20 Blast with Northamptonshire Cricket Club Steelbacks in 2013 and 2016. Alex was 13 when he joined the club's youth setup and is statistically the most successful captain in the club's history. Richard is a South African international famed for his explosive top order hitting and was recruited in 2013 as part of its strategy for white ball domination. A full list of all the events and the times you need to know making up the celebration of Cricket Weekend can be found at manxradio.com on our sports page.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Good evening, it's 11 minutes before 6. The next departure from Ronald's Way is the 6 o'clock Loganair patient transfer plane to Liverpool. Then it's the EasyJet to Gatwick at 7 o'clock tonight. Inbound this evening, the 25 past 5 from Manchester Loganair. That arrived on time. Gatwick's EasyJet inbound at 6:30, scheduled to be on time. And Loganair's return patient transfer plane from Liverpool at 5 to 8 this evening. Ben McCree now in Douglas Inner Harbour, spinning round onto the Linkspan. And on Balaff Bridge, we got temporary lights 24 hours a day for repairs to the bridge. Temporary lights in Kirk Michael on the main road for pavement work. Above Foxdale, still that 50 mile an hour speed limit for works on the A3 just near the turn for the shoulder road. Still that one-way stuff around Braddon, Braddon Road one-way, northbound from Braddon Bridge through to Bala Fletcher Road. The Strang Road's one-way from the Strang Roundabout to the main A1 at Union Mills. Bala Sellers got those temporary lights on the main road for work on the new bypass. Glen Road, Laxey, still closed for that new river wall. And Williston still got Snaefell Road closed and suspension of parking for construction works.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man General Election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
The House of Peace general election is on 23rd of September, and on Manx Radio you'll hear all the candidates who declare, provided they want to speak to the radio station. Juan Watterson seeking a fourth term as MHK for Russian, having first been elected in 2006. He's up against Dr. Michelle Haywood, Mark Kemp and Andrew Langan-Newton of the Isle of Man Green Party. Juan Watterson, over the last 5 years, has served as Speaker of the House of Keys, and some of his priorities for the future.
We all know what the state of the island's roads are like, especially outside of Douglas and the promenade. And one of the real frustrations I've had in recent years is that rural roads budget that goes to do much-needed projects like Port St Mary High Street just haven't been done because that money has been swallowed up and tipped into the promenade. Now, I'm not saying the promenade didn't need doing, whether it's been done efficiently or not. I think, you know, Mrs. Barber, Mr. Roberts, or the Infrastructure Committee have done a great job in keeping tabs on that. But really, that shouldn't have been to the detriment of the roads elsewhere on the Isle of Man. And if that had meant that it took a bit longer or cost a bit more to make sure that both were being done, I think there'd be a lot more happiness out there in the community, because it's when people see their local roads going to pot for the sake of the promenade, I think that's what really grates.
Can it be a bit Douglas-centric at times when it comes to making decisions like that?
Yeah, as I say, it's not that the promenade didn't need doing. It is a big project. I think more people would probably say that it was TT course-centric than it was Douglas-centric. But there is no real justification for allowing the roads outside of those, say, the TT course and Douglas promenade, get worse over the last 5 years. I think, and I know it's been a product of just having just about every construction worker on the Isle of Man down on Douglas Promenade, but I think that that's what's really grated with people, is seeing their own roads get a lot worse just for this one project.
Affordable housing is another issue you selected. Is that something within your constituency, or is that an island-wide issue?
It's both, but certainly it's an island-wide issue. I think we are seeing at the moment something of a price bubble in the property market, and we're not seeing wages rise to meet that. So it is proving hard at the moment. I'm not got a crystal ball, but I do think that might be a bit of a bubble as supply chains have been disrupted, materials prices are higher, and there is a massive call for labour in the construction sector at the moment. So it is really overheating at the moment, and hopefully over the next 2 years that will improve.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio general election mini site at manxradio.com.
Reverting back to the Steve Colley incident, you might think that the offshore islands would talk to each other. James Fallers, editor of the Guernsey Evening Press, and Simon Richardson put it to him that the incident about Steve Colley served to demonstrate the lack of joined-up thinking between the offshore islands these days over COVID.
I think nowadays, whereas, you know, certainly Guernsey and the Isle of Man were almost hand in glove last year when we were both in the air tunnel, life has changed nowadays, and I think every island, or you know, every jurisdiction such as ourselves, has to take its own view on how it wants to treat things. I mean, arguably Guernsey is a little bit more restrictive certainly than Jersey is, but you know, in the day, you know, the islands have to take their own approach. I mean, we're all trying to take a way out of this, whether that's, you know, health focused or economically focused.
I think the Isle of Man is waiting to tie up with the NHS app in the UK, but there have been, it seems, technical problems. What's the situation in Guernsey? Are you part of that system?
No, we're not. I'm aware that Guernsey students heading to the UK in September, or their families are expressing a bit of concern about how they might get around and whether they'll be recognised. Obviously, we, being closer to France, France has a system now where it's using a kind of QR code to give vaccinated people access to venues. Guernsey's not part of that either, so we're having to try and make special arrangements for that. So there's a lot of individual issues that have to be addressed. So one can understand perhaps some of the confusion at the borders.
But at least as far as Steve Colley's concerned, it seems that it's all been sorted out, and I think he's performing there this evening. Is that correct?
I think that's fair play to the Guernsey authorities for allowing that to happen. So Steve, I understand, is the headline act at the West Show, which runs on Wednesday and Thursday in Guernsey. It's one of our big agricultural summer shows, and Steve will be the main headline act in the arena on those 2 days. So I'm pleased both for them and for the Guernsey public that they'll have a chance to see him in action.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader and producer tonight, Lewis Foster. If you have a comment about the news agenda or a story you think we should be covering, or you just want to say hello from near or far, email update@manxradio.com. And if you're not yet on the podcast train, then all you need to do is go to Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, Spotify or the TuneIn app, or get details from the App Store or manxradio.com. Just put in Update Manx Radio and we'll see you on the podcast. That's it. I'm Andy Wint. Back tomorrow night, 5:30.